From performers to painters, artists have endured an economic year like no other. This month, we've been asking them about their experiences for our series called The Creative Grind. Today, WBUR's Andrea Shea introduces us to a piano tuner who's something of a barometer for the battered live music industry in Boston.
Fred Mudge has been tuning pianos full-time for about three decades.
Three things throw a piano out of tune: playing it, temperature, and humidity.
Mudge has prepared instruments for concerts with some big-name musicians.
Paul Simon, Aretha Franklin, Peter Gabriel, James Taylor and Carole King, Red Hot Chili Peppers, lots of piano tunings.
Also for piano legends like Billy Joel, Stevie Wonder, and Dave Brubeck. Over the years, Mudge carted his toolkit to TD Garden, Fenway Park, and the Berklee Performance Center. From the early 90s, he tuned for the late Chick Corea, who said this about Mudge during a show at Sculler's Jazz Club.
Actually, you know, the piano technician is like 80% of the piano. You can have a great piano and it not prepared well, and it's a dog.
The guitarist gets to tune in between songs. So does the violin and the cello. They have four strings or six strings. I have 230.
But Mudge hasn't tuned at a music venue in more than a year. On this day, he's meticulously tweaking strings inside a black Yamaha Grand with his tuning hammer at Wellspring Sound Studio in Acton. Boston jazz pianist Yoko Miwa is on her way over for a video performance. Mudge hasn't been here in months.
December 7th.
But before the pandemic, it was a weekly stop on a typical workday that often began at 6 a.m. in a high school.
And then go to a private client or two, hit a church or a hotel. And then I'd usually end my day at one of the jazz clubs or both the jazz clubs and do anywhere between 5 and 7 pianos a day. 6-7 days a week.
Mudge also tuned pianos on cruise ships, often about 36 a month. Then there were the colleges and assisted living homes.
Anywhere and everywhere that they've got a piano with strings that needs to be tuned, I've made it a policy not to say no. Whether it's a junk box or a 9-foot concert grand, it all pays the bills.
At least it did before 2020.
The first 2 months of the pandemic, when everything shut down, I had no tuning work, zero, none. I laid everybody off, put my whole staff on unemployment. At the time, I was even thinking I'd get a part-time job at a supermarket or something just to be able to support my family.
Mudge says he lost about $40,000 over the past year because of the grounded cruise ships and at least $23,000 from the long dormant jazz clubs. His company has received PPP loans, and he was able to bring back 4 of his 8 employees. Now the bulk of Mudge's business is coming from private clients, many piano teachers working remotely from home, combined with a new revenue stream, selling pianos he's restoring at his shop.
And due to COVID, I am sanitizing the keys.
Mudge worries about the future of the live music industry, with arenas, clubs, and restaurants being silenced for so long. Many have shut down for good. While he's been able to survive, his heart goes out to colleagues whose careers have been upended.
The engineers, the backline technicians, the roadies, as they're called, the lighting technicians, the stage managers, the production managers, they're completely out of work.
Then there's the musicians, like pianist Yoko Miwa, who just arrived for her video session. She had a weekly residency at the now permanently closed Les Zigomats in Boston.
Beautiful French restaurant. We played there for like 15 years. Financially, we are hurt.
Miwa is grateful for her teaching job at Berklee College of Music and now to be able to play the Yamaha prepared by Mudge. During the pandemic, she attempted to tune her own piano at home.
Of course, it's not easy. It was very bad.
We usually laugh when someone says they tried to tune their own piano. Sounds like a piano again. The best part of my job is when I finish tuning for a pianist like Yoko or someone, and they sit down and try it out. And they are inspired.
I love it. I love it. Beautiful.
The piano tuner looks forward to the music scene coming back to life now that venues can reopen at reduced capacity. Things are looking up, but he says there's still plenty of uncertainty.
Yesterday I was driving by the Boston Garden and there was an advertisement for Justin Bieber in July, which definitely gives us hope. But you can't do a big production of the Rolling Stones or something with a whole bunch of 18-wheelers and crew and that sort of thing to 25% of an audience.
One thing Mudge does know for sure is that there are a lot of out-of-tune pianos out there.
There are, and I'm looking forward to the time when we can come back and go full force at this. I'm a little worried that if everybody calls it once, we could be inundated.
But the tuner says that would be the right problem to have. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.